Are we ready with that total recorder?
Yeah, we
record. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight's theme is strap-on cruise missiles. And going to start off with Stiff Little Fingers. This track is entitled Alternative Ulster. Play. Okay, let's play a song for the dickless, sexually dysfunctional war makers and war criminals and civilian massacrists. This is the Vibrators doing We Vibrate.
We'll be right back. Signed up for exception. son of a bitch!
Heard the Jam doing In the City. Before that, Impatient Youth did Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition. Dino did Back in Judy's Jungle. The Vibrators did We Vibrate. And started off with Stiff Little Fingers doing Alternative Ulster. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. It's on every Sunday night live at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcast live at AtheistNetwork.com. Okay, background music is too loud. Okay, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. It's on every Sunday night live at RadioVolta.org and relay broadcasted live at AtheistNetwork.com. And at the latter, you can hear the show repeated throughout the week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, in the mornings and evenings, and Sunday mornings, back-to-back with the Hour of Slack. And also two independent radio stations in Washington, one in Seattle, and one in Olympia. Tonight's theme is Strap-On, Cruise Missiles, and got a lot of requests, got some of the old parodies and homebrewed stuff we'll play later, and a lot of music, so I'm going to try to keep the talking down, he says every week. And some humor sites to visit, and an update on renewed threats from anti-abortion terrorists, which are ignored, of course, predictably, by the Bush regime, the fatherland, security goons, and the corporate media. If you want to write to me, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quayle, as in Dan Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, Quayle, at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. The Reverend is on the web at RadioVolta.org. DJ Pages, The Reverend is In. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered and kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic fundamentalists or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. next week on The Reverend Is In, part two of Strap-On Cruise Missiles. And whatever we don't get to tonight, we'll cover then. And plus, there's a plethora of material that will be added on part two of Strap-On Cruise Missiles, including input from you and Ms. Terry and Dr. Susan Block, and yes, even Marlon, the great engineer who assisted with this show tonight. He's not here this evening, but he did work on the show yesterday. And we have live guests coming, including Diane Fornbacher from Drug Policy Forum, Tri-State, and her female comedian friend, and possibly Renee Bryant from All or Nothing HC Band and On the Rag label, ontherag.net, who are coming to Philadelphia September 10th with the Midnight Creeps and touring North America, and see them wherever you are if you're in North America. The Reverend's next live appearance will be at the Farewell Ever show September 13th of Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, and it is also the CD release party for the new CD by David Rovix, both from Ever Reviled Records, everreviledrecords.com. Also performing that night, Saviors of the Underworld, Chainsaw Little Kids, Mahina Movement, and DJing by DJ Real Eyes, MC by Reverend Booker, at African Globe Studios, 1028 Broad Street, Newark, New Jersey. And doors at 6 o'clock, Saturday, September 13th, $10. And they have the place the whole night, so this could be an all-night party. And what else from these guys? Oh, we might get the aside from Hopeless Dregs of Humanity on here before the show, depending on his schedule. The African Globe Studios is right next to Newark Symphony Hall. Okay, what else? Alright, going to get into the Strap-On Cruise Missiles part a little later. And let's see, we have stuff from Marlon, stuff from the mailbag, anti-abortion terrorism news, Paul Krasner news, and... oh, it's overwhelming. I wrote way too much stuff. We have an asshole of the week and a runner-up. And we're going to talk about the prosecution of Extreme Associates video by the Taliban-modeled Ashcroft regime. And more stuff about George W. Numbnuts. Cokehead executioner Enron Ho, corporate stooge, war criminal, civilian massacrist, 9/11 cover-upper Bush. Let's see. Yeah, we'll get into this later, because there's too much music, and I don't know how much I'm going to get in tonight, but next week is part two, and there's going to be probably some time off in September and October due to travels and miscellaneous events coming up. But going to get into music again. Going to play a song by Generation X. This is entitled Ready, Steady, Go. We'll be right back.
same left thing. You know what? China ain't never giving back that goddamn plane. Must got this old nation trained on some killing us with brain. The same train full of cocaine blows the brain. Have you forgotten? I've been through the first term of rotten. The father, the son, and the holy priest. We all in. Don't look at me. I ain't calling for no assassination. I'm just saying, who voted for that asshole of your nation? Deja Bush, crushed by the head rush when I wrote the bum rush. Saw you salute you, and then Vice Prez, who did what Reagan said. And then became Prez himself, went for death, knee deep in his damn self. Stuck in a three-headed bucket, a trilateral bullshit. Sorry, ain't no better way of putting it. No, you cannot freestyle this, cause your ass still ain't free. If I fight for y'all, they get me.
Come on!
How many y'all is coming to get me? None, cause it's easier to forget me. Ain't that a bush? Son of a bush is here all up in your zone. You ain't never heard so much soul to the bone, I told y'all when the first bush was tapping my telephone. Spy versus spy, can't trust them as you salute to the Illuminati. You know what? Take your ass to your 1 millionth party. Go on! He's a son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
The son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad. Here's the pitch, high and inside, certified genocide. Ain't that a push? Repeat, ain't that a push? Out of nowhere, headed to the hot house, killed 135 at the last count. Texas bounce, come on. Cats in a cage, got a ghost of a chance of coming back from your whack. Ass killer machine, son of a bush, ain't that a son of a bush? Cats doing bids for the same bush shit that you did. Serial killer kid, serial killer kid, go!
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
The father, the son, and the holy priest. The father.
It's the real thing, used to make you swing, used to be your thing. Daddy had you under his wing, son of a bush. Bringing kilos to fill up silos, you probably skip piles. Got inmates in Texas scrubbing tiles. That shit is wild. That shit is wild. CIA child.
The father.
That shit is wild. CIA child. That shit is wild. CIA child. That shit is wild. CIA child.
He's the son of a bad
man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad. Son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad.
Son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad. He's the son of a bad man. He's the son of a bad. He's the son of a bad man. He's the son of a bad. A bad man.
I'm not afraid of you, Mr. Big Bad Wolf. So you better not follow me anymore. And furthermore, don't bother any of my friends in Fairyland anymore, because I'll protect them. I'll protect them.
That was from the Peace Not War double CD, and they're online at peace-not-war.org, and it's from Shellshock, but you can also get it from alternativetentacles.com, which is also where I got this next CD that is called Salt in the Wound. This came out as a anti-war benefit, and what you are going to hear is real quotes from George W. Numbnuts Bush from artists called Carpet Bombers for Peace, and this track is entitled Allah Save Queens.
You asked me about that Taliban. Aren't they some rock band or something? I think we agree the past is over.
The Queen, we're feeling hell and heaven. Got ourselves a brand new death machine. Cause the
man lives.
And dignity to the Oval Office in the White House. It's clearly a budget. It's got a lot of numbers in it. Don't mess with Texas.
Believe is right.
Well, just make sure they don't go bomb the Taj Mahal. I saw that on a postcard once. Looks like a nice shopping mall. I know how hard it is for you to put food on your family. I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Iran and San Francisco. In fact, all the land on the hairline fracture. They're gonna get hit. They're gonna get hit. Money, oil, Monsanto soil. The snakes through Vinia can hear them hit. Mohammed and the Christ never died for this. Mohammed and Christ never died for this. Death is death.
No, there's not going to be any press conference today. Not in English, not in French, not in Mexico.
Up. What better one than losing votes than to erupt into the united sound of war fever? We need unity now more than ever. We shall only attack to righteously defend. Paranoia slips in. Are you one of us? I want to die. Are you one of us? I want to die. Are you one of us? I want to die. Are you one of us?
heart, taking a baby, torn it apart. And you left from a standing in the dark night. Said your love for me was dying. So come on, baby, baby, please. I'm begging you, baby, that I'm on my knees. Turn on your light, let it shine on me. Turn on your light, let it shine on me. Hey!
You heard The Grateful Dead doing The 11. Carpet Bombers for Peace did Allah Save Queens. Public Enemy did Son of a Bush. The Pixies did Here Comes Your Man. And started off with Generation X doing Ready, Steady, Go. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight's theme is Strap-On Cruise Missiles. And there's way too much to cover in one night, so next week is going to be part two of Strap-On Cruise Missiles. There's a lot of requests, and people want to hear the old kind of stuff, like old parodies and homebrewed stuff, and we'll get to at least some of that tonight. Why the theme, Strap-On Cruise Missiles? Because being clergy, we are in the business of making miracles. That is why we have attempted to rehabilitate pedophile priests. That is why, after September 11th, when everybody kind of went into a haze and let themselves be manipulated by flag and cross imagery and lining up to support the village idiot who illegally became president and encouraged his behavior as he immediately proceeded to pursue oil and corporate interests in the name of patriotism. We did a show after that called Deprogram America in early 2002. We did attempts for peace and healing for the heartbroken a couple weeks ago, and we're ready for the big guns now. We're going to take on the most fucked up people in the world, the people who run the war machine of America, the people who decided that using soldiers and using them as bait and using them under the pretense of security to risk their lives for the sake of oil profits and corporate interests and expansionistic policies, people who have no regard for civilian lives around the world, people who have no regard for the loss of humanity and the environment, the ecosystems, as they wreak death and destruction around the world. We're going to take those people who are more fucked up than anybody you could find in any prison, jail, psychiatric hospital, on the streets, in any gang, or even in any kind of mob, any serial killer, any truly disturbed person. And here we are dealing with people at least 10 or 20,000 times more fucked up than those listed. And we are going to attempt to heal them and rid them of their problem, of their mental problems, and reverse the pattern of death and destruction. Where does this energy come from for them to go stomping around the world, blitzkrieging, as it were, and continuing the occupation of Iraq, shamelessly giving the contracts to Dickless Cheney's Halliburton Corporation, proving what the war was all about all along? We figure if we can turn it around so that they somehow become human again, somehow become functional, somehow become slightly mentally balanced and somehow become loving and sensuous and erotic and sexual people once again. They won't have to use false missiles and false guns. They can use their real missiles and real guns in a productive way. So, since people are always writing and saying, aren't they listening to you? Aren't they putting you on some kind of list? Aren't they watching you? I say, who the fuck cares? They can watch me all they want. They'll get a live show about a half hour after I get home and Spanish TV is on. They can watch me taking care of business by hand. They can watch anything they want. They can listen to the show all they want. And if they're going to do that, then let them learn something and possibly become less fucking crazy and less murderous. So, having said that, if you are listening, war makers, stalwarts of the Bush regime, Pentagon people, and any other sick fuck, the leaders of the American Christian Taliban, we want to broaden your world. Instead of expanding your empires, we want your inner world, we want your world to broaden so that your simple existence, despite your academic credentials, those of you who didn't buy them, like W. Numbnuts Bush, your world is simple and stupid, and that can change. Your little TV existence, your little narrow focus on greed, on pleasing your peer group, that is able to expand and change. Now, we know that you don't believe your own bullshit. We know that you are into manipulating the public with imagery and using flags and crosses as if you have a monopoly on those kinds of things to push your agenda and to manipulate them into believing your bullshit. But you can broaden your world. We know you don't believe your own crap. And the Reverend believes in your ability to change. Even you, 700 miles below baseline of a mentally stable human being, the Reverend believes you are able to progress and grow even from your starting point. We know you're sicker than the prisoners and the mental patients, and people much less sick than you have progressed, so we believe this show can help you. It's a little extreme, but extremities are necessary because of how sick you are. So we're going to play some extreme music, some extreme content, and yes, we're going to have the nerve to go through with this and redirect your energies. So we want you to actually use strap-on cruise missiles. We want you to actually use toys. We want you to go to Divine Interventions at divine-interventions.com and place an order for the Jesus Jackhammer dildo, the Baby Jesus butt plug, and other fine products that those hilarious people have marketed. And use them to start turning your life around. Use your toys for whoever you're with, and or just on yourselves, and learn how to please your partner, and start redirecting your energy in a positive, humane, and very hot manner. And we're going to take some ideas from California Governor candidate Mary Carey, but that's a little later. We also want you to read material by Harvey Wasserman because we want you to understand the environmental consequences, the grave environmental consequences of your sick policies, your energy plans, your deregulated Enron-type energy monopolists. We want you to read Harvey Wasserman at freepress.org. His latest article, click on it, and then that puts you on a page where you can also read his other great stuff. Because Well, we don't want to abuse the word addiction because a lot of religious cultists do that. So we're not going to put... We're not going to feed into that kind of bullshit. You know, we're not going to say you need a higher power. And we're not going to say that something that isn't an addiction, which means symptomatic of withdrawal. So we're not going to say that something that is not an addiction is an addiction. But you are sick, and your sickness is so deep that it resembles an addiction. So we do need to heal you so that the environment, the stability of the economies, or what's left of them, might have a chance. We want to redirect you away from greed and plunder at all human costs. And we want to replace your weapons of mass destruction and your implements of environmental destruction with toys and ideas that you need. And we're going to take input from the listeners. We got a little bit, but it was from a handful of people and people the Reverend already knows. So listeners, throw in your ideas for next week. Write to Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quayle@sjcdc.org, and participate in part two of Strap-On Cruise Missiles. Mary Carey, the porn star running for governor of California, whose website is marycareyforgovernor.com, has an interesting point in her platform. She wants to heal less sick people, like thugs and gang members and people who run around with guns, and implement a porn for pistols plan, which sounds pretty productive. However, we'll need to expand that for you. So we're going to right now encourage you to create a strap-on cruise missile, and Dr. Susie can help you. Go to drsusanblock.com for improvising toys, and tonight we want you to start playing around with your strap-on cruise missiles. So get your missile on. You know, practice little dialogue with your partner or partners, like, I got the missile and you got the silo. Let's put on our costumes and let's get the toys. And practice this very evening with these new ideas so that you can become less sick and less murderous. And, alright, that's a lot to chew on. So, start chewing, and we're going to play an old punk classic from the late 70s by Joy Ryder and Avis Davis. This track is entitled No More Nukes. Play.
Anywhere. No more news. What you say? No more news. Do you wanna? All-American Half Pound. Two pure beef patties, lettuce, tomato. This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones. Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Thank you. baby, I don't want to live forever. And don't forget the Joker.
Okay, if you're tuning in late, tonight's theme is strap-on cruise missiles, and we're attempting to deal with the brains of the most mentally ill people on the planet, the people who are running the war machine, the Bush war criminals, the Ashcroft people, and the kingpins of corporate globalization, of oil interests, and people who are carving up the world and running around causing power outages with their deregulated energy monopolies and people who screw with the power grid. So you might read in the corporate media, oh, don't worry, the power outage was not caused by Al-Qaeda, which is true. However, they were caused by people far more dangerous. It was preventable. And the people who are reckless with the lives of people in this country and around the world, so people anywhere in the world who might be listening are affected by these kinds of people. The bio and chemical death, the cancer death that skyrockets where they do their thing, and the people who are the most in danger, we're going to shift the focus on who is responsible for that, and we're going to try to redirect them in a positive, humane, life-affirming, and steaming hot manner. And in that spirit, we are going to attempt to work a cassette machine in this lovely West Philadelphia Radio Volta studio. If the cassette machine works this week, you will hear a song by Mark Levy called, well, I don't want to say what it's called, but it's Mark Levy's idea for how to bring about peace. Lord, make this machine work. We need a miracle here. Make it happen. Oh, Christ. Okay. I don't know how much time we're going to have for too many of the old parodies and stuff that was from the homebrewed kind, but we'll get to some of that. And before we get to the one with the preacher from, I believe, Florida, one of these fundamentalist American Christian Taliban types of churches, let's just rehash something that is barely in the news, although if it was Al-Qaeda or Taliban, the actual Taliban, it would be headlines for a month. But since it's the American Christian Taliban, it's barely news, and certainly not a security matter worth concerning oneself with. But anti-abortion terrorist, murderer, sniper, Paul Hill, who shot a doctor and both escorts in 1994, killing the doctor and one of the escorts, and wounding the second escort in July 1994, was sentenced to the death penalty and is scheduled for execution this year, actually this week, this coming Wednesday. And the anti-choice people are talking about, and note the words, the same exact words as Bin Laden's and his mentally unbalanced goonery. They're using words like holy war, which is actually the translation of jihad, and shedding blood and avenging and blah, blah, blah. So, despite the fact that there is a danger among doctors, staff people, patients and their companions, and the security escorts at clinics, this is being ignored by the Homeland Security, by the Fatherland Security goons, which again shows what a load of shit their reaction to September 11th has always been. It was simply an excuse to push an agenda, and that terrorism is something they couldn't care less about. And even defending Paul Hill are some of the anti-abortion people who pretended to be anti-violence, like Mark Crutcher from Life Dynamics, like Neil Horsley from the Christian Gallery, all whining and boo-hooing over Paul Hill. So this is a very real danger. For the next couple of weeks, it's red alert at the clinics, and we're going to say thank you right now to the people who remain at the clinic front lines. We're going to thank Bill Baird and Joni Scott of the Pro-Choice League, who really need money too, by the way. Please send a few bucks to ProChoiceLeague.com. Bill Baird on the front lines for 40 years. We want to say thank you to Northeast Philadelphia Clinic Defense, or Northeast Pro-Choice Coalition, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, BayCor in California, and of course in the Midwest, the Maggot Punks. All of these groups, by the way, are independent, free of the large organizations, and real defenders, not be passive till you're dead kinds of people. MaggotPunks.com, and hello to them. These are young, newer people, and if you are young and you do not remember the horrors of 10 and 15 years ago, take one of the Maggot Punks to coffee or for a drink or for lunch, or just say thank you, give a hug, make peace if there's some kind of weird tension, and wish them well as they go on the front lines to defend your rights without the concern of law enforcement, without the concern of the Fatherland Security goons, without the concern or coverage of the corporate media or even the public at large, invisibly defending your rights without credit, without pay, without fanfare. And there's debate over whether or not Paul Hill should be executed anyway. There's people who are against the death penalty, and I actually am, but the reasoning for not going through with it in Paul Hill's case is slightly flawed. They're saying, and pro-choice people and anti-choice people are saying this, oh, it makes him a martyr. But if you use that logic, what would it be doing if they gave in to the army of God and the missionaries to the unborn who sent four death threats in the state of Florida to the Attorney General, Corrections Officer, the Governor's Office, and another office, complete with a bullet, and gave them their way, and encouraged and emboldened them. See, the logic there is very flawed, that it would actually harm and bring about more danger going through with it. So the Reverend, always trying to be solution-oriented and idea-oriented, decided maybe there's a compromise. Without state involvement, perhaps a contest winner of the show of the Reverend is in, somebody who wins the pie, the corporate scab, Dead Kennedys, or prank life dynamics, or a scam, or otherwise heckle, as long as it's harmless, and throw soft things like pies or whatever at anti-abortion protesters anywhere, any of these contests we've had going forever, and let a contest winner do it him or herself, and let the Reverend prepare a special sauce just for the occasion. And this just might go in the interests of appeasing all these people who don't want the state to do it. So you could get to do this if they agree to this kind of transference of the implementation of the execution. And please, people from the anti-death penalty groups. So what is the Justice Department doing while they're ignoring the Paul Hill supporters? They are, and we'll get into this a little later, prosecuting a porn video company. Ayatollah Ashcraft, Attorney General John Ashcroft, is ignoring the Paul Hill supporters and going guns a-blazin' after extreme associates. And their stuff is extreme. Their stuff is not real violence, but it portrays violence, which I don't know why you would want to do that. It kind of ruins porn, but they do that. But their prosecution is an outrage. And one of the biggest reasons to oppose the prosecution of extreme associates is because it is a test case. It should be opposed anyway on constitutional grounds, but it should also be opposed vigorously because it's a test case, like when they busted Jello Biafra and six others, rather than the big rock stars, because of album artwork, and wanted to get a small company, a company that wouldn't get as much support, a company that's considered the most unsupportable, and use that as the icebreaker to go after everybody else in the same business. So that's what they're doing instead of working against domestic terrorists and white Christian terrorists that they choose to ignore. We're going to play a song for the Clinic Defenders, and specifically the Maggot Punks from maggotpunks.com, who are inspiring the Reverend and many people everywhere with their young, fresh energy deep in the heart of Kansas. This is an old parody. This is one of the homebrewed things, and we'll play as many of these as we get time for tonight and play the rest next week. This is from the great Mick O'Brien, and you will hear one of these American Christian Taliban people in the background for Abortion Doctor. Play.
We're having a baby. In case you don't know how it works, there's three people involved here, the mother, the father, and the baby, right here in Pensacola. And I think there's two things wrong with what happened to this doctor. Hey, look, I'm in favor of gun control. I really am. Why don't we abort the mother once in a while? Hey, look, I'm in favor of gun control. I really am. Gun control is being able to hold it steady and hit the intended target. That's gun control. If we have to kill one, why is it always the baby? I didn't shoot any doctors, and I didn't blow any clinics up. If you don't understand my position on abortion, see me later. I'll try to clarify it for you. I said, well, there should have been a trial first. Nobody should be shot without a fair trial. And we're going to draw a marble to see who gets killed. Let's put a whole bunch in there for a president, and let's make it, you know, a good lottery. We've had several abortion clinics blown up and several doctors shot and killed that were performing abortions. Okay? And I don't think Jesus would do it that way either. I didn't shoot any doctors, and I didn't blow any clinics up. One marble in the jar will say baby, one will say mother, and one will say father. Let's put one more in there for doctor and another one in there for governor. And we're going to draw a marble to see who gets killed. So in case you don't know how it works, there's three people involved here. The mother, the father, and the baby. If we have to kill one, why is it always the baby? Why don't we abort the mother once in a while?
Yeah. Center of Independent Meat.
This is Jello Biafra, and I've heard the good news. Reverend Bookburn is on The Reverend Is In at RadioNeta.org and InfidelGuy.com.
Mr. Speaker, members of Congress, and fellow citizens, every year, by law and by custom, we meet here to threaten the world.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It is time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a runner-up. Both assholes are chosen for the same exact reason. The prosecution of Extreme Associates Video Company. The first is a needle dick from the Justice Department working under instruction from Ayatollah Ashcraft, as Dr. Susie would call him, John Ashcroft. His name is Andrew Oosterban, who appeared on Nightline a couple of nights ago, according to Hippie John, to talk about why it is worth Justice Department time and energy, your tax dollars at work, to prosecute the small video company of Extreme Associates, to defend his Taliban anti-constitution actions, and why censorship was a good thing. Andrew Oosterban, runner-up 2 asshole of the week. He's just a little needle dick. That's why he's merely a runner-up. But that brings us to asshole of the week. Sunday, August 31st, 2003 at RadioVolta.org, AtheistNetwork.com, and 2 independent radio stations in Washington State, 1 in Olympia and 1 in Seattle. Asshole of the week is Mary Beth Buchanan, U.S. Attorney for West Pennsylvania, who is going to prosecute the Extreme Associates case. Mary Beth Buchanan, anti-freedom, anti-First Amendment, moral crusader, Puritan, hysteria pusher, ignorer of real issues, real security issues, real issues that affect real people, and prosecutor of this extremely unjustified prosecution. Mary Beth Buchanan, you are asshole of the week. That is really enough for these fart sounds. You heard Ms. Terry doing Dr. Laura Hoare, Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com, and I hope it's still on their webpage, Ronald Reagan's list of firsts at RadioLeft.com. And speaking of Dr. Laura Hoare, I got an email from somebody, I believe Godstopper, saying that Dr. Laura has deconverted from Judaism. If I find out more about this, you will hear it next week. Mick O'Brien did Abortion Doctor Lottery, one of the parodies. Hope to get to more tonight, although I just looked at the time. Motorhead did Ace of Spades. Ramones did Do You Remember Rock and Roll Radio, and started off with Joy Ryder and Avis Davis doing No More Nukes. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In, and tonight's theme is strap-on cruise missiles, and that is very necessary. Let's see, I'm skipping some stuff, although I do want to give a plug for a very funny thing to click on about George W. Numbnuts Bush called The 11th Commandment. After all this crazy shit with the 10 Commandments and the Taliban judge of Alabama, check out The 11th Commandment at internetweekly.org. The Brainwashing of America at Hermes Press. Whoa. hermes-press.com/brainwash1, the numeral 1, .htm. All right, we'll give Dickless Cheney's speech next week. And check out a play if it comes near you. This is from the Reverend's mailbag. And I want more information about this, whoever sent me this. They're doing a 1919 play by Brecht called The Legend of a Dead Soldier. And that sounds really good. Blah, 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 blah. An article about the siege at Rainbow Farm, and this included some very peaceful people being shot to death by DEA and government agents at the Rainbow Farm. The article is Siege at Rainbow Farm, and Playboy is actually going to run this. This is the first very big magazine to even cover this incident from a year or so ago. And it's online at MAPSite, which is mapinc.org, MAPINC.org, Siege at Rainbow Farm. Of course, the hilarious Operation Infinite Purity at WhiteHouse.org. And speaking of the ultimate whorehouse known as the White House, check out WhiteHouseForSale.org. And we, of course, mean no offense or disrespect whatsoever to real whores, and we apologize for the degrading comparison. Paul Krasner's book, Magic Mushrooms and Other Highs from Toad Slime to Ecstasy, is available only from his website, paulkrasner.com. KrassNer.com, Paul, KrassNer.com. And it's going to be licensed to a company in Berkeley, California. So actually that might become available outside of his website. And Paul's new column, Zen Bastard, is published by New York Press, but it's online, so anybody could read it. It's kind of an alternative to the alternative weekly called The Village Voice. NYPress.com. And look for Paul Krasner's stuff. A book on this, tonight's theme called Missile Envy by Dr. Helen Caldicott. And, of course, the classic by about George W. Numbnuts Bush called Fortunate Son at softskullpress.com. Bushrecall.org, definitely worth checking out. Bushspeaks.com, some good cartoons there. And let's see, we'll come back to Marlin stuff. Nah, we'll cover that now. Marlin, the great engineer, has talked about visiting a friend in the hospital and seeing all these holy cultists running around trying to convert victims of head injury, putting their hands on their heads, and Marlin was thinking about faking it just to get people to touch his head, but he didn't go through with it. So if you get a head injury, we should write in advance, I do not want any cultists coming into my room. An article on moral crusading Bush Republican Arnold Schwarzenegger in an orgy in the 70s at thesmokinggun.com. Where are you, Ken Starr? Where are you? Why aren't you checking this out, Mr. Anti-Sex? Thesmokinggun.com. I guess Kenny's going to have to subpoena We Magazine from the 70s, the original source, as well as the other participants. This is hilarious and worth going to. New article by Bernadine Dorn called Homeland Imperialism, Fear and Resistance, and that's at monthlyreview.org. And to support the memorial for the late Cheryl Miller, who died of muscular sclerosis and was harassed and prosecuted by the government for years for her medicinal use of marijuana, go to CherylDCMemorial.org. And all of this will be in the playlist, by the way. So I'll send you all these links. Article available only by email. Paul Hill, The Anti-Abortion Movements, Osama Bin Laden, by Daniel Ruth. And from Dr. Susie, drsusanblock.com, on her last show, Naughty Mickey and Dave Schultz of Da Belly. And that's from shows past, or probably still on shows upcoming. I doubt if that is updated. All right. And also from the mailbag, credit card companies, the people that Jesus would throw out of the temple today. Somebody hearing me rave about them before. Anti-war trading cards from AlternativeTentacles.com, as well as music and spoken word releases. And please remember to boycott the corporate scab, Dead Kennedys. Very sick of talking. And going to play from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. This is going to help you war criminals and oil hoes and people who want death and destruction at all costs just for short-term profit at the expense of future generations. This is going to help you with your new toys, with your strap-on cruise missiles, with your attempts to learn from Mary Carey and Dr. Susan Block and the Peekaboo folks and Diva DeVille and Scott Johnston. You can wave around your strap-on cruise missile, your toys, your lube, your oils, all kinds of fun, and get into Rose Tint My World from the soundtrack of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Thank you.
whatever happened to Fay Wray? That delicate satin-draped frame as it clung to her thigh, how I started to cry, 'cause I wanted to be dressed just the same. Give yourself over to absolute pleasure. Swim the warm waters of sins of the flesh. Erotic nightmares beyond any measure. And sensual daydreams to treasure forever. Can't you just see?
Before this decadence saps our wits, I've got to be strong and try to hang on, or else my mind may well snap and my life will be lived forever.
Prisoner, we return to Transylvania.
Okay. That was Rocky Horror Picture Show soundtrack, Rose Tint My World. And I forgot to mention a track. After Motorhead's Ace of Spades, you heard Mark Levy doing Take Off Your Clothes, although I heard that the sound wasn't coming through. That was from a cassette. Big thanks to people who are helping from the wires, including our English listener who is up, I think it's like 4 in the morning there. Planetard, I presume. And hello to your peers and fellow book burners in the beautiful UK. We feel your pain. We know that you have a numbnuts over there embarrassing you, Tony Blair, who's just as pathetic as George W. Numbnuts Bush. So we feel your pain, and we give a shout-out to you. And speaking of shout-outs, let's thank the people who are a part of the show. In addition to our English friends, the Reverend thanks the following for assistance, information, emails, or just plain inspiration to Kenny, Amoeba, Lord Jesus, Hippie John, Heidi Helper, Pastor Bader, Mick O'Brien, Marlon the Great Engineer, Ryan, Scott Johnston, Diva DeVille, the Coffee Goddesses, Mother Therese, Jennifer and Rory, and their party guests last night, including the great Philadelphia powerhouse band, Wide Eye, Dark Lady, Hopeless Dregs of Humanity, Renee Bryant, Paul Krasner, Pro-Choice League, Northeast Philadelphia Pro-Choice Coalition, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, Maggot Punks, the mighty Maggot Punks from MaggotPunks.com, Mary Carey, Dr. Susan Block, Melanie from the Dr. Susan Block Show and Elegant Angel Video Company, Jennifer Hunter, Ms. Terry, all of Radio Volta for enduring the looting and theft of a radio transmitter and other equipment from Satan's sexual partner and community leader, Sister Bay, the two Washington independent radio stations that broadcast this show, and Dallas Blanchard. And speaking of Jennifer Hunter, you can encourage her to be a live guest on this show in September by going to jenniferhunterconsulting.com, or better yet, to call her to either become a new customer for her telephone domination service or to refer her to somebody who is into that kind of thing, and be absolutely sure to say that the Reverend sent you. Right, Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quayle@sjcdc.org, and submit your ideas to part two of Strap On Cruise Missiles. We will play more parodies and song, or home-brewed stuff, the stuff we made up ourselves, not just records and CDs from our collection, and other requests in part two of Strap On Cruise Missiles. Now, we're going to go to the turntable and play Vintage Clash. This is I Fought the Law.
I needed money, 'cause I had none.
Okay, we heard of trouble in one of the streams. Whenever that happens, go to the opposite stream. If you're not in the state of Washington, where you can hear it in any of four ways, if there's trouble at Radio Volta, go to atheistnetwork.com. However, tonight the problem was at AN, in which case you AN folks need to come over to radiovolta.org, since both screw up occasionally. And one final bit of news. Just when you thought the Bush regime could not be more Taliban-influenced and able to find another way to be hostile to women, they're supporting some piece of legislation called Title IX, and I'll try to get more information on that, which screws women out of sports. I guess young women in school. So, time for budget slashing in that department as well. Thank you, George W. Numbnuts Bush, for making the world so much sicker. We want you to put on your strap-on dildo right now so you can replace Colin Powell as Laura Bush's favorite fuck toy. Trade in your war toys for pleasing toys. And the rest of you, same clergy command, put away your war toys and your weapons and start using your natural weapon for good purposes. Meantime, let's get into XTC. This is Generals and Majors.
This is the Atheist Radio Network.